Have you ever wondered how sound can heal, inspire, and transform your life? What if the vibrations around you could unlock your true potential and guide you to a deeper sense of harmony? Welcome to Sound Pathways, the groundbreaking journey into the healing power of sound, creativity, and connection with your host, Dr. Karen Olson. In each episode, she explores the profound link between your mind, body, and spirit. From composers and musicians to sound healers and visionary leaders, she'll dive into captivating conversations that reveal how sound shapes your reality, heals our wounds, and helps us manifest our dreams. And guess what? You're part of the conversation. So call in and ask questions and experience personalized sound healing live. And let your sound be your guide to the life you've always dreamed of.
Hello, and welcome to Sound Pathways, where we explore music and sound and creativity. And I am so excited to have Flora Bromley with us today. Oh, it's just going to be such a treat. She knows how to live in different worlds and combine them and live between them and know how to create and express her culture and the stories that travel through the song. Flora is a Grammy-nominated bilingual singer-songwriter whose music brings together rhythm, storytelling, culture, and imagination with a deep sense of heart. She was born in Peru and now lives and creates music in the United States. Flora works and moves between languages, generations, traditions, and the dreams that we carry forward. Thank you so much, Flora. I'm so excited. We're going to talk about so many great things. So welcome.
Thank you so much for having me here. I'm really excited to be here with you and sharing this wonderful space.
Wow. I really want to learn more. First, I want to say how much joy whenever I'm around you. That's just what you just express joy. You are joy. And that's just such a beautiful and special gift you have, especially how you express it with the music as well. And how you are able to live in the intersection of the music and your different cultures and your imagination. So I want to ask you where you feel your creative path began. I know it comes from Peru and now living here, but how did it come that you knew that you want to express yourself in this way? And I just love to know who influenced you and all of it.
I would say since I was able to speak, you know, I was singing before I could speak.
Oh, and wow.
I always like to call myself the black sheep of the family because nobody else in my family is an artist. They are all doctors and college professors, lawyers. And I guess it's somewhere embedded in me. And I'm sure probably if my ancestors would have been able to follow this career path, they would have. So I think I'm one of the first ones in my family that has been able to follow this career path and make it a successful one and try to make ends meet and live off my art. And I'm very proud of that. And yeah, it started when I was a young girl. I always knew I wanted to be in the arts. I just didn't know what kind of arts. I would write songs in my little toy piano without even knowing what it was. Writing the numbers, you know, because every note had a number. So it'd be like 2, 2, 4, 6. Like,
that's so cute. That's how the children singing began, right? As a child, that's very authentic. I love that so much. And how did you have music come into your life in terms of what did you hear or listen to or teachers? What do you feel influenced you in addition to the rhythms and the culture and the sounds you heard?
I'm very lucky to have lived and come from a country that has so much variety of music playing all over because I was able to hear the authentic music of Peru and be influenced by that. I was able to hear all the other sounds from Latin America and Latin pop on the radio. And at the same time, I was also being able to listen to American music. And I loved Green Day when I was a teenager and Nirvana and all the things. So I think whenever I put Spotify, such a different variety of sounds, But that's all inside of me, and I try to express and connect with all those different sounds and bring them in my music.
Wow. So when you close your eyes and you're imagining your music, do you have images of Peru and come through you in that way, or is it just part of you?
It depends on what the song is about. So whenever I start writing something, or even sometimes I write stuff. I wrote a song while waiting for the subway in New York once, just hearing
Wow.
the sound of the cars that we kept moving. I started doing this song that I called The Zoo, which was in my first album. And The Zoo is like a little bit of a rock and roll kind of vibe. So it depends on the vibe that I have in that moment and what song I'm writing. And I think now that I am able and that I have been able to write several albums, now I'm more keen and more focused on what I want the song to sound like. So with Pachamama, which was my third album, I was like, I want this to be very authentic of my roots and my Latin American roots, and I want to put all the stuff and songs that create a tribute to Mother Earth. So that was kind of like the first one that I was like, oh, I'm gonna be very Peruvian. My previous one, I did a lot of Latin American sounds, but yeah, the Peruvianness is inside me and it'll never go away.
That's so beautiful. So I want to learn more about your amazing Grammy-nominated album, Her Story, and just about that creative journey and the process and the dream and how long you had the dream to create that. Just all of it. I would really love to learn and inspire the listeners and the viewers when they have a dream, how it might unfold.
Right, just to hear that is pretty crazy. I'm trying to get used to the term Grammy nominated. I try to own it as a woman. Sometimes we're very modest, but I try to say it as many times as I can because I'm very proud of it. And it took a lot of work. The whole idea started basically because, I mean, music world has always been kind of a man's land in a way. The boys get together and jam. I had a band in Peru, but I felt very not safe when I was on that stage. And like I said, like I always say, I don't really like performing for adults. So I said, I don't want to do this. And I went into theater. And then the whole concept of misogyny kind of started in my head. We did a group in 2021 during the pandemic. We created a group of women of kid independent music, because it amazed us how many men were always put on festival and not many women. And that's, I think, kind of how Her Story started, like the idea of where are our stories, where are women's stories, and where are the role models that will inspire all these other girls. So I started looking for women's stories, and then at some point I don't remember exactly who it was that was like, oh, you can do one of each continent, and I'm like, wait, that's an amazing idea. Yes, let's do that. So I started finding a woman per continent to write a song about, and that's how it all came. And I tried different women at some point, and if it's not there, it's not there. So I moved on, and it ended up being this amazing group of women from every part of the world, and making their own history.
This is amazing. So it's a lot of listening and trusting and shaping and just letting it come to you and evolving. How long was the process in
Well,
terms of years or?
the process from idea to being concrete kind of started in 2023. That was my first Grammys that I went. That was after being nominated for Aventuras for the Latin Grammys. That was I did we did the whole thing in November, and then after that my brain started working and I went with Lucy to the Grammys. That was my first Grammys in 2024, and I told her I have an idea, I would love to do it with you. Lucy Kalantari is a two-time Grammy winner, producer and artist, and she loved the idea, and I started creating some songs, doing some demos. She had ideas of doing one song in Dolby Atmos, which I loved, and that's when it all started, a couple of years.
That's beautiful. And it's now being released in Spanish, which it feels like perfect timing for this conversation. And I just love to know if it feels any different in Spanish or what the whole process of translation was like for you.
Yes, tomorrow.
Oh,
Tomorrow it
yay.
will be released in Spanish. I feel like I'm cheating a little bit because it's not a new album, but it is. You know what I mean? It's like it's the language in itself. It's new and it opens the road for other people that haven't been able to listen to it, especially where I'm from, especially in Latin America, where I have a
Yes.
lot of my fan base as well. So I feel like it's a little extra treat. You know, if you were able to like completely understand it in this language, here's the
Oh.
version of it. And writing songs, my brain is very bilingually. I learned English when I was 4 years old, so it has always been, I can do shows in English and in Spanish and translate in real time,
Wow, that's
which
great.
is not something that a lot of people can do, right? I don't know, my mom was an English professor, so she has to
Oh,
deal with that.
wow.
So when translating songs, you have to be very careful about the rhythm and not
Yes.
making a literal translation, but still being able to encapsulate the sense of the song. So I feel like me and the production team, because they're all bilingual women, we were able to figure it out. And some things that I couldn't, we did it in the studio. We changed a couple of words here and there. But it was fun because it's very different to hear them in my actual language. It makes me more emotional.
That's really exciting. So you just recorded the voice over the rest of the tracks.
So we had the mix and we just had to do voices, different harmonies. I had to bring different feature artists for one of the songs. So
Oh,
we had
wow. Very big.
for her story, for the title song, since those artists that collaborated with me on the first one did not speak Spanish, I had to find new collaborators, and that was a fun process.
Did you have that in mind when you wrote it? You always wanted to do this as well, this portion
Yes.
as well.
Yeah, so my first two albums were bilingual. So, you know, in a song, you'll hear both languages. Then
Oh,
my third album,
wow.
Pachamama, was a dual language album. So it was pretty much 20 songs, 10 in English, 10 in Spanish. And then I'm like, wait, why don't I do two albums, one in English, one in Spanish? Because I feel like I'll have more time to focus on the audience that this album, like, you know, the music goes for. That's how I did with Aventuras. And I think that was good. So I decided to do it with her story this time, just first in English, then in Spanish.
Wow, that's really great. I love how you think big. You don't have obstacles. Wow, so why do you think it's so important for children and adults to hear about women's courage and creativity and leadership and their dreams?
Because, like I said in my song, we are the ones to be respected. Some people forget us. We are the path to life, you
Yes.
know? And we are seen in my language, it goes el sexo débil, the weak gender. And we're not weak.
Yes.
We might not be as strong or have strong muscles because of the biology, but some do though. But we are the path of life, and our stories haven't been told. You know, I remember a while ago one video that I saw about Einstein and his wife and how his wife helped him do all those things, but she's never mentioned in any history book. Same thing with the woman that invented or started the invention of Wi-Fi. She's never really mentioned. She was an actress as well. So because the world for the longest time had been a men's world, and they were the ones going to battles, they were the ones being the kings, but the women have always been there, and it's time for our stories to be heard.
It's beautiful. It's inspiring and really, it just opens up the world in more and more ways. And yes, women are so powerful, and especially when we can support each other. And for girls to see about their own possibilities and really pursuing the dreams that they have, that there are no limits, that it's limitless. It's really beautiful. And music really even goes beyond languages. It's about what we feel. And
Yeah.
You did mention that for you it feels different. I guess it has a slightly different emotional feeling in English or in Spanish. Would you be able to explain that difference?
Yes, I think it's when, you know how some fruits are the same in both languages? It's like papaya. Papaya is papaya in Spanish, is papaya in English. Panda. Panda is the same animal in Spanish, the same in English. And those words, you know, interweave with each other. But in Spanish, and this is very interesting, we have gender for things. So, for example, there is a duck. The duck is male. El pato. The duck is male. But if we have a nose, the nose is female. La nariz. So we have genders for every word. And when it comes to translating, is la historia. History is female when it comes to say it. So that's something that I say in the title song that I wasn't able to say in the English version. Something about how, and I did wanted to put this in the song, but then I was like, well, this is not much children's. It was more for me about how in Latin America, for example, like grandmothers would say to my mother, even would be like ladies don't do this, or like by being quiet you look prettier. They would say stuff like that, and my country is a lot of macho men. So I think this idea of focusing on women's stories and talking about it, it's going to be a little bit more powerful.
That's beautiful. It seems like you should have a whole movement growing out of this.
There's plenty of movement.
Yeah, it's just, it is, if you look at the current events and all the things that are going on, it really is a transition from women being treated however and not having a voice to now coming together. It's been starting to happen. And sometimes it's even hard to hear the stories of what has gone on. But being an artist, there, you can imagine that is true, that these things have happened. So it's beautiful to be able to make those statements.
Yes, and I feel like, I don't know why I started remembering of this story when I, because I finished my bachelor's in acting in Peru, and the first role that I was offered in a movie was a role of a lady of the street. And I got the role, and then I went to the costume fitting and I didn't like what I was going to wear. And they were like, but this will catapult you into fame, and you will get, this will be a very published movie in Peru, and you will get other jobs from it. And I said, I don't want to do it. Not disrespect to the women that do this, but I don't want to do it. I don't want my first role to be this, because there are other stories to be told. And as a Latina living in the United States, I was also offered, I was, you know, they wanted me to be like Sofia Vergara and like, you know, act all sexy and wear my push-up bra and do all those things that are kind of the Latin style for or something like that. And that's also something that stay with me and inspire me to create these stories of other women that can do much more things than just be a sex symbol.
Oh, I love that you have the strength to stand up for your authenticity and your voice.
It was hard. It was hard. Also, going into the arts from a family of doctors, I remember a very specific conversation I had with my family. My mom and my dad supported me, but my uncle, which is my dad's twin, had his, you know, he was intrigued, and he was able to kind of not manipulate my dad, but tell him, like, you shouldn't let her do this. You shouldn't let her do this. And my parents were like, you're going to be a hippie? Like, what, you're gonna be like this actress? And I'm like, I don't want to be like that actress. I want to be me. I want to have my own name. And it was hard to make them understand, but I did get them I get their full support. And my mom came with me to New York to do my musical theater auditions, which brought me to New York. And I was very lucky to have supportive parents in a career that they had no idea what I was getting into. They had no experience about it.
They must be so proud of you.
They are. I'm their only child too, so it's like, oh. But yeah, every time I talk to them, I am very thankful to have supportive parents.
That's beautiful. And how long have you been in the U.S.?
Yeah, so funny because I was talking to my daughter and my daughter's friend today. I have been in the U.S. almost as long as I was in Peru. So I moved when I was in my 20s. So it's going to be about that soon.
Yeah.
And this is my home, and I'm going to get my citizenship. I am scheduled for my oath on June 18th.
Oh, so I'm going to be an American. To celebrate.
Yes, I'll be able to vote, finally.
I really love that. I'm sure that was a journey in itself.
Yeah, it was a journey that I knew that it was down the path. I just try to delay it as much possible because I don't like to do documents and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I come from a privileged place, so I'm very grateful to be able to do that.
Yeah, that's beautiful to really create who you are in every way. And the title is like Between Worlds, and you work and bring all these cultures and everything together and the traditions. So when you think of the other, you must have your own, you have your own identity of bringing those two cultures together. So it doesn't always have to even be separate, because it's you, and you show us how beautifully they can be combined and how we can experience it through you. I wish I knew Spanish. Maybe that'll be on my list. That is on my list. I would really love to be able to communicate with more people. And I guess in knowing a language, there's certain feelings or certain words you can't really translate. Is that true?
Yes. Like, for example, there's a song in my album which is called Trailblazer or Trailblazing. That's a verb. We don't have a verb like that, one word for what it means. So it's like about two words that kind of make that concept or kind of feel like that. But that's an American word, trailblazing.
Oh, like, and that's what you are, right?
It would be like opening a road, right? To open a road. So that's the literal translation in Spanish, to open a road that has never been there before. But it's interesting that we don't have that word in Spanish as a verb or as even as a noun. But the joining of the cultures, I feel like I see them on my children every day. I mean, the United States right now, it's a melting pot. Everybody comes from all different places, and we have so many different ancestries, and that nobody can be just one thing. We are many different things.
Yeah. And it's really beautiful when we can take all our many different things and create from it to go forward with our dreams. I keep mentioning the word dream. But to me, it's really tapping in to find that clarity and to listen, to really know why we're here and to pursue that. And one thing I love to do in my work is helping people use music and sound and vibrations to clear those pathways that might have been blocked by something they were told when they were little or all these different things that are subconscious, because really the music goes into those places in our brains and... Mm-hmm. And we're really limitless. We can do anything we put our minds to. I mean, sometimes we're told that that isn't the right direction, and then we have to reset or recalibrate. And I think then it's like embracing those messages.
I go back and forth with what it's meant to be and what you can make happen. Because I believe that you have to be so keen within your own body and your own mind to understand and listen to yourself and listen to the environment to see if that's the right path to take. And coming here to do musical theater, I understood that that wasn't the actual path. And falling into children's music kind of by chance, I realized that that was it. And everything just came together. So you kind of have to fall in that feeling. And it's hard to listen to your own body sometimes when you're like, well, no, but I came to do this and I'm gonna be stubborn and I'm gonna make it happen. And probably I could have. But who knows? It's the decisions that you make in life that have to work for you, and you have to learn and listen to your own body.
Yeah, like the Robert Frost poem where there's the road diverges, and you have to choose which way, and then those become your possibilities. But so children, they're so honest, like that you can just feel, see on their faces, they feel things immediately. And so I'd love to know how you said it just happened, because there's just so much joy in that path you have, and how did it happen?
It has always been there. I was teaching kids when I was a kid myself. I was doing plays for kids in Peru. I was working with the Ministry of Education doing storytelling for kids and music. And then I decided I wanted to do musical theater. And that pretty much turned my back to everything. And I was like, I'm going to do this for myself. And when I came here, I started falling again into like doing theater and doing music for kids and plays for kids. And I'm like, wait, maybe the universe is trying to tell me something. And then I had a concert with a company that I was working with, a concert for kids. They asked me to be a part of their band, and we did it at a venue in New York. And singing for the kids, I was like, this is amazing. I'm like a little rock star for kids. This brings the performance aspect, this brings the singing, this brings the dancing, everything that's musical theater. And that was it. That was it for me. So I fell into it, but it's always been there. I just didn't want to listen to the universe.
That's so beautiful. So, what do you hope that people from different backgrounds hear in your music, and what can they feel together?
People to connect and to also be curious. Like you said, children are so honest, but at the same time, children will give you that energy because they're so open to receiving things. So when I perform for kids, they're like watching you, and if you find a way to engage them, it's great. And when it comes to performing for adults, you see some adults that are like, yes, this is awesome, or like, yeah, I'm listening. And there you see other adults that have a wall, and I'm trying to break it. And it's not that they're not listening, or but like they have like kind of a judgment into it. And it's probably just all in my head in many ways. But I do feel like there's some part of growing up that makes you believe that, oh, I'm the adult, I shouldn't be enjoying things. I'm so professional and quiet. In the meantime, working for children is it's marvelous, and they give you everything. So I hope that with my music, they're getting curious about other rhythms from other countries and realize that where we live is not, we don't live in a bubble. It's a big, big world. It's a beautiful big world, and you can pretty much go wherever you want if you have the means and the will, and do your life and live where you want to live. So I open try to open to other cultures by giving them rhythms and themes of other cultures, so they can go, oh, maybe I heard this at some point in my life, and maybe I should go to Africa.
Yeah.
It's that. It's making them global citizens.
I love that so much. All of your inspiration, that you're so authentic. I think, as artists and just as the people that we are, we carry these songs and memories and family traditions and these stories, and they really shape who we are. And we can also kind of move that shape around. We can, create it. If it isn't right here, we can become it. So there's just, wow, there's so much more that I'd love to learn, but just the beauty that you bring to life. What would you say to someone who has a creative dream but they feel afraid or unsure or don't think they could do it?
God, I don't know, because I want to tell you to follow their path and let everything behind, but at the same time, it depends on every situation. I feel like, yes, the dreamer part of you has to overcome everything. I've seen people from Peru that come from nothing and are able to be successful and able to get scholarships and able to, you know, get the education that they need in order to succeed. So I've seen the impossible happen. And so I don't think many things are impossible. Actually, my quote for my yearbook was, "Nothing is impossible. Follow your dreams." So yeah, that I'm an optimist. I know that every situation is different, but at least give it a try. I feel like people think it's too unachievable and it's never going to happen. I say to people that I am Delulu, which is delusional, like delusional. I am delusional because I think that something is just going to happen and then it happens because I was delusional. People are like, how do you get to collab with this person? I'm like, well, I call them and then yeah. I call them again and they answered. Like, how do you get to be friends with this person who's super famous? And I'm like, well, I treat them like normal people because they are people. And just, you know, we just click. It's just those things that it's not unachievable. I think if you really want it, you have to put it out in the universe. One of my friends has a board vision thing that she told me to do. I didn't do it, but I should do it. I think everybody should do it. I think it does help to put it in your mind and to send it out to the universe. And I've done that several times. And I think it's worked. I think if you do believe it, the universe starts cooperating with you. So I think that would be what I would say to somebody that wants to follow something or do a career that they're not sure about it. It's just listen to the universe and make the universe work for you.
Oh, thank you. That's really perfect. And how can people learn more about you and maybe hear you live or online and connect? How can they find you?
My name is Flor, like flower in Spanish, and Bromley, like the mountain in Vermont. There's also a T called Bromley. That is my last name from Peru. People think that's my married name. And I'm like, no, I did marry an American, but that's my name from Peru. That's my father's last name. And it's not usual in Peru. It's very unusual. Mm. But that's my name. And I love it because it combines both cultures, right? Because Bromley is very British and American, and Flor is very Spanish. So my name combines those both dualities that I am.
Could you spell that?
Yeah, it's FlorBromley.
Great.
And you can Google me. You can find my website is FlorBromleyMusic.com. I'm on Instagram. My music is on Spotify and all the platforms, YouTube. And yeah, so if you just Google me, I'll come up like this with my face. And yeah, I would love to connect. There's a lot of, I will be touring this summer. I'm going to Portland and Chicago,
beautiful.
Los Angeles, Virginia. I'm going to Delaware. So I am doing a lot of traveling and excitement. And if anybody's listening from those cities, they can find my schedule that I will be posting soon on my website and on my Instagram.
So exciting. And I just love so many parts of this conversation. And as a reminder that music can hold many worlds at once, the memories, the culture, the language, identity, and our dreams. And they don't have to be separate pieces. They can be part of the same living story and the same living song. And that we can carry where we came from and where we're going and who we are becoming and who we really are. And I just love sharing all of this. And for everyone watching or listening, think of a story or a song or tradition from your own life that deserves to be remembered and shared. Let it become more a part of who you are and what you create and how you can connect and what you can pass forward. The stories shape us, and they're meant to be preserved. They're meant to be lived and sung and carried into the future with courage, beauty, and heart. And Flor, we have a treat. Ooh. You're going to be sharing a video of your beautiful cover song. Can you tell us a little about that?
Yeah, Her Story is the title song of the album. And that's what we've been talking about. It's a hip-hop fusion that has some amazing guest artists like the Alphabet Rockers. Caitlin McGaugh is in there. And Caitlin Becker, which who is from the show Bleepy, it's a children's show, Charlie Cariocchi, and Aura V, who won the children's Grammy this year with her That Feud. She's on the song, and she's excellent at it. And it's about making our own history. And tomorrow, the Spanish version of history called Estrellas, which means stars, releases on everywhere online.
Oh, so excited and wishing you everything great about tomorrow, and just that it opens up a world of even more people being able to enjoy and be inspired and just be a part of your story.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. You're really, really, really special. Thank you for all the ways you inspired us. And create the life that you were born to live and enjoy it.
Yes.
Thank you. Blessings and love. Bye for now. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Thank you.
It's a mystery. There is a lack of female representation, but equality is the base of a foundation.
Across time and cultures, we have been neglected, but don't you know we're the ones to be respected? And so, because there is no easy explanation, let us tell the stories of our generation.
History, history.
Thank you so very much for joining us on today's transformative journey. We're honored to have shared this space with you, and we hope you're feeling inspired and aligned with your highest self. For more insights, resources, and to continue your path of healing, be sure to visit KarenOlson.com, your gateway to deeper sound healing, music, and wisdom. Remember, Sound Pathways is here every other Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, on BBS Radio TV, Station 1. Until next time, stay alive, stay inspired, and let the magic of sound guide you.